All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Well, here are today's top stories. We've all been there when you accept an invite to a top secret meeting, and then out of nowhere, the lawyer you were meeting with shows up with a lobbyist slash intelligence officer who's already been accused of widespread hacking. I mean, come on. It's happened to all of us at least once, right? Right. The plot thickens, as you knew it would, as more info comes out today about who was in the infamous Donald Trump Jr. meeting in June of 2016. Now it's being revealed that a former Russian intelligence guy turned lobbyist was a wallflower in that meeting. Again, nothing to see here, folks. Although with this guy, he has an extensive record of being involved in hacking. You don't say. I know we've heard it over and over that some Americans are sick of the quote-unquote witch hunt, but why hasn't this information been released alongside with, I don't know, the emails? And for those that believe that it's just a big fishing expedition, it's starting to become clear that it's quite plausible that a presidential candidate was helped by a hostile foreign government who didn't want his opponent elected. Also, Jared Kushner, he lied about Russia. Jeff Sessions, he lied about Russia. Michael Flynn lied about Russia. And now Donald Trump Jr. lied about Russia. Seems a little disconcerting, right? I'm just saying. Before you yell at me, I'm just saying. And could that quote-unquote dirt that they had on Hillary been hacks of a DNC email? Possibly. To add insult to injury, the president said he just heard about this 2016 meeting days ago. Now the story is changing, as he may have heard about it earlier than that. So just another week in the Trump administration, which would be a great TLC show. Trump administration. I'd watch. In healthcare, it's like they think no one will check, but once again, the new Senate bill exempts Congress from having to use the very healthcare plans they are legislating. Yep, they are government employees, and under Obamacare, they'd have to use the public health healthcare plan. Seems like a fair trade-off. But just like the House, Senate Republicans are trying to sneak in clauses that say that they would be exempt from anything that they came up with. I mean, tone deaf is one thing, but at this point, it's just kind of plain evil. I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're just using an old template or something, you know, like they copy and pasted something they shouldn't have. Maybe. Today, the Governor Rauner, visited Lake County to assess the damage caused by flooding after fast-moving storm dropped 8 inches of rain in a day. Rivers are supposed to crest and flood today slash tomorrow, and even the chain of lakes are at record levels, which is causing new flooding in the Fox Lake area. But some critics today were upset that the governor took so much time to come to the area or even comment on the flooding situation. And during his visit, he stopped short of calling it a disaster. But just a few hours ago, he changed his tune. See, the flooding, it all happened. It started on Tuesday. Today is the first day he visited Northern Illinois, and surprisingly, the first time he even spoke about it. No press release, no statement, not even a tweet. Isn't he on Snapchat? I thought he was a Snapchat governor. Is this one, right? Why did it take him 3 days? Seems like the one thing that governors are supposed to do, right? Well, break the unions and declare emergencies. That's it, right? I think that's it. Cook County started laying off workers today. President Preckwinkle said she'll have to cut 10% of the budget now that the sugary drink tax is hung up in the courts. They were hoping for that revenue. It's not coming, and pink slips have been sent out for 300 employees, and 600 other vacant positions will not be filled. But hey, the silver lining, for those who lost their job, you can get a 3-liter of Cherry Coke for like 80 cents less. It's terrible. Terrible joke. Almost like a budget that relies on yet another tax increase to be balanced. Either one of those jokes. Protesters over the abortion bill that's on Governor Rauner's desk donned red capes and white hats from The Handmaid's Tale to march on the State of Illinois building yesterday. Have you seen The Handmaid's Tale? So you're suggesting that Governor Rauner is the big bad government who enslaves women and tortures slash kills them if they try to escape? Why, hyperbole much? Jeez. I think the governor should sign the bill, but, you know, I don't know if I'd use Handmaid's Tales to shame him. I mean, how much money do those capes cost anyway, those red capes? It's a lot of money to be coordinated. Like, it wasn't like a hodgepodge either. It wasn't like they picked up these capes at a garage sale. These were concentrated. These are consistent red. The white hats, that's a production. There was a budget involved in that. It's a lot of capital for a weekday protest. In weather, actually a pretty nice day. I mean, overcast and cool, but it was different. I'll take it. It's different. In sports, the dreaded All-Star break is over, and Major League Baseball is back. Tonight, the Cubs are out in Baltimore to take on the Orioles, and the Quintana-led Cubs, already up 6-0. The Sox, well, they get the Mariners at home. The Tigers take on the Blue Jays. The Nationals play the Reds. The Phillies play the Brewers. The Twins take on... Oh, you don't want them all? I thought maybe... I was just so excited I'd just read them all. Every game that's... No? Okay, we'll just do Chicago. Jose Quintana's going for the start on Sunday. Just their luck, he goes against the AL team. NL teams, man! Where he has to pitch against pitchers and teams that haven't seen him before. It's so much easier. The Sox are at home against the Mariners. An MLB judge did rule that the Sox will have to play out the remainder of the season. So our hopes of them just packing it up and waiting till next spring are dashed. But hey, September 1st call-ups right around the corner. Can't wait. The Mariners are really bad early in the season, but turned it around. Still in the wild card hunt, thanks in part to Nelson Cruz, Robinson Cano. But after those two big bats, I don't think I know anyone else on this squad, right? Who else is on this squad? Does Danny Tartable? Does Danny Tartable still play left for the Mariners? How about Richie Zisk? DH? Remember that trade in the 83 Sox when Julio Cruz and Tommy Pechora came over? We gave up Tony Bernizard? Is Tony Bernizard still playing second base for the Mariners? With the mustache? He had the mustache? Anyway, all right, that's all I got. Will McGregor and Mayweather just fight already? Can that happen? I mean, this is ridiculous. The press tour for a fight that hasn't happened for a month and a half. Okay, we get it. You're going to be flashy. You're going to be tough. You're going to be racist. You're all going to get mad about it. It's actually been funny to watch McGregor put his foot in his mouth by doubling down on race baiting. And just when you start feeling for Mayweather, just a little where you're like, oh, that seems like he's the mature one. He comes out today and uses a gay slur against McGregor. I mean, it's so predictable, right? It's just like, these guys need to shut up.
Wouldn't a double knockout be just perfect?
Am I wrong in thinking that this fight is going to last less than
five rounds?
A Tyson Spinks.
Oh, you're thinking bout. One round?
I think McGregor's never boxed before. This is a boxing match.
Yes, but Mayweather doesn't know anything, I think, about MMA, does he?
I don't think it's a mixed thing. Isn't this a boxing match?
It's strictly boxing?
I think it's strictly boxing.
This could get to be really interesting.
I think that's what they ended up on, because Mayweather wouldn't do the MMA stuff. Anyway, it's going to be huge, and I'm not paying to watch it.
Did you say it's going to be huge?
I'm not paying to watch it, but can I come over?
I'm not buying it. You must be kidding. Please.
And finally tonight, a new study says that coffee drinkers live longer lives, and it's bad for you. Really, that's the study. It lives longer lives, but it's also bad for you. So you live longer, but your life sucks. All right, I'll have another cup. That's the carryout for July 14, 2017. Speaking of coffee, we don't have any, but we do have the instant powdery creamery over by the condiments. Hey, it goes great on fries. All right, coming up, we're going to reload this week's news, and also Jeff Rosenstock's going to call in, talk to the modern punk leader, bands like Bomb the Music Industry and his solo work, the album Worry, named one of the best of 2016. He's at Pitchfork Fest, and he's our guest tonight. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN.